السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brother and sister in Islam. I did Hajj, I did Umrah, I did Salah, I did fasting, I did Zikr, I do Dua. How I know inshallah my worship is accepted? Number one, we do not know the unseen. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hadith Qudsi, he explained to us and in many ahadith the sign of acceptance. For example, the sign of acceptance of Hajj, to come back, think only about Akhirah and be kind, be generous, spread goodness, and always your tongue is moist with dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Salah will prevent you of doing bad deed. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he emphasized, whoever his salah do not prevent him of good deed, bad deed, is no salah for him. And we can keep going and going. By this way, I'm in here, Rawda, Sharifa, in a blessing places, I make dua. One of the main sign, it give you more humble, more humility, and make you ready. Okay, ready for a journey when this umrah and this salah and this zikr elevate you and it change your life. Change your personality. Why? Blessing. Blessing from Allah. By this way, when I worship Allah, if my worship accepted insha'Allah, you find yourself have sakina, tumanina, tranquility, peace, calm, and you're becoming, you know, really soft and kind, want to do more. You don't think about yourself. Like all the disease of the heart is diminished. And now you're living a journey of real Iman with the bounty of Allah. But I'm watching something really scary, which I was talking to somebody about it, which is a sign of Yawm al-Qiyamah. When the ritual become just like tourism. And we come back, and even during doing it, like we never did it. This is big musibah, big musibah. By this way, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the signs of the acceptance of your good deed, it humble you more, it make you come closer to Allah, it make you the bottom line, it make you a better person in every aspect, and make you more vigilant about your voice, your manner, your demeanor, how you treat people, you name it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to receive or to gain a ritual, a worship, accepted, blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the musibah today, I see it when we talk about ritual like I did it. Okay? There's no way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the companion ever talk like that. I did Umrah. Hey, I did it. This is very wrong attitude. Because again, if I worship Allah, the real worship, it make me close to Allah, close to Akhirah more, prepare myself for death, this dunya will be diminished. No dunya at all. No ego, no arrogance, no he, no she, and all this nonsense and drama, and even point finger and the mystic. No, I have no time for that. I'm so scared. I'm preparing my soul for the journey. I'm preparing my soul to meet my Lord. And I'm following his own advice and the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, become now very rare. Seldom you see, seldom you feel. And even I'm talking to you even by myself. It takes a lot of mujahada, a lot of struggle to just get this pure moment. Viceroy, please don't ever give yourself a credit. I pray, I did Umrah, I did. No. Because we do not know if Allah accept or no. Please, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.